cockpit, open cockpit environment, his sunglasses on, and the angles represent flying wires and struts of an aeroplane. And then in the upper left, from my point of view, there is the control stick with the helmet and goggles of a Barnstormer airshow pilot resting on the stick. And the message more or less depicts that the performance has been completed. The headgear is resting on the stick, and we're waiting for the next show. So it means that another great performance has been completed. Well, we always like to present the award to the new recipients. It's passed on by last year's recipients, who were, until today, the current owners of that. So let's bring out Steve and Suzanne Asbury Oliver to help present the award to the new individuals. Sky Riders and Super Chipmunk pilots and Super Cub pilots and career Pepsi-Cola Sky Riders. And we'd also, too, like to thank the fact that this award is perpetuated year after year by a great trade publication we have in our business called World Air Show News. Jeff and Sandy Parnot and Mr. Jim Fromberger are the people that do the tough job of editing that and putting that out on a regular basis. It is the news in the air show business as it is current in the particular season and any new things that might be coming up. And every time we get our World Air Show News in the mail, we open it up immediately to see if there is a picture of us inside. And if they tell you any different, they're kidding you. And if there's not, that's what happens to the copy. I'm only teasing. So, ladies and gentlemen, now we have a clip. I first want to tell you that the recipients this year have been a vital part of the airshow business for a long period of time in a very entertaining way. As a husband and wife team, they are the maestros of setting gasoline and dynamite in an orderly basis at air shows throughout North America and in some cases around the world. At some of the more extravaganza shows, like in 2003 when we went to the birthplace of aviation, Dayton, Ohio, they saw fit to bring in the folks from the United Kingdom, the Guinness Book of Records people, and Rich and Dee Gibson of Rich's Incredible Pyro set the longest wall of fire on record. It went into the record books, and it held there for a long time. So give them a big round of applause for that. They have got flair. They have got style. They mostly have safety. They have endurance. Nobody knows what Rich and Dee and their crews go through. They're out there very early in the morning planting gasoline and dynamite out in the middle of the field at a runway. And a lot of those mornings are blistering hot. They're out there all day long without any sun, and the work is grueling. It's back-bending work, and the work is not done until the last bit of gasoline and dynamite has been charged off. When we see them come back in from the field in the afternoon, they are covered with black smoke, and they're just beat from the heat. They're just withered. But you get out to a meal or a couple of adult beverage places that night, and they have the greatest humor in the world, and you're going to have fun. You're going to have a ball, and you're going to laugh it up a little bit. And sometimes they may even plant a practical joke or two on you. So let's bring them up at this point in time. Rich Gibson and Dee Gibson, the great husband and wife partner team, Rockford, Illinois, Rich's Incredible Pyro, or as it is abbreviated, RIP. Now, let's go forward, everybody, and I would like the Olivers to present, along with Bill Barber, present over this year's plaque to the Gibsons. And we'll bring all the camera people up now. Don't be shy, all you people, because you want to get these shots. As they hand it over, I want everybody's hands on it. Bring all your camera folks up here, because I don't want anybody to miss the photo opportunity. It is a unique and very poignant plaque, and it is also very heavy. Short kids stand up, tall kids hunch down. There we go. Now, I'm not sure. Hold those poses. Do we have a clip to play of the Gibsons? Okay, we do. Let's roll that clip now, if you would. There we go.
You're tuned to EAA Radio, the voice of EAA. 93.3 FM, 1210 AM, and online at eaaradio.net.
EAA Radio would like to thank Comrex for their support. Since 1961, Comrex has helped bring audio into studios from virtually anywhere in the world at a moment's notice. More information can be found at comrex.com. Thank you, Comrex, for your continued support of EAA Radio.
A little boy and his toys. Ladies and gentlemen, this is legal. Don't you love what we do? Yeah, that's right. Only in America. God bless America is right. Yes. Right, we'll see what we can do about that. Rich Gibson and Dee Gibson, we'd certainly be honored if you'd join us at the podium here and give us your thoughts, if you will.
Get over here. Get over here.
Well, this whole the Bill Barber Award just a total surprise to me. I really... when Jeff Parnow called up, I'll say about a month ago, and said that Dee and I had won the award, I was just kind of at a loss for words. I always knew the award was out there, and I just didn't think it applied to, I'll say, people on the other side of the field playing with gasoline and dynamite. I always thought it was reserved for pilots and kind of the upfront performers, you might say. And it's just been, you know, since then, I mean, the acknowledgments and the congratulations that have come in from around the world have just been absolutely amazing to me. I just can't really believe it. It just goes on and on, and every day more people see things and say come and congratulate. It's just, you know, kind of amazing. As a little kid that we used to play with firecrackers back on the streets from Philadelphia and hide from the police and all that, and then to be standing up here at the podium now and receiving an award like this, it just, like I say, you know, it was a good thing we found out about air shows, because they like us to do this and they don't put us in jail for doing it like they tried to do when I was a little kid. But there's an awful lot that goes into doing this. I mean, a tremendous amount. And it's what I'd like to do for just a minute. I know everybody's got a lot of things they'd like to do tonight. But all the people that are in the room that have worked the pyro field and earned a shirt, it doesn't make any difference if it's a yellow shirt or white shirt. If you spent a couple days on the pyro field, could you spend a minute and just come on up here to the front of the stage? We'd just like to get a picture with all of you. Come on up.
I'd like to say that Rich and I could never, ever do all of the things that we do out there without the help of all these people. We might get the credit tonight, but these are the people behind the scenes along with us that have made everything possible. And this is going back 31 years. They give up their vacation time, their weekends to come work with us, and we'd like to honor you as well as ourselves for this award. Thank you very much, crew.